Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, fellow patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and happy Independence Day in advance. Alohas to you. You're just in time. We get underway with hour number two. And here on Thursday, as we begin the 4 o'clock hour, joined as we typically are at this time by the chairman of the South Carolina GOP, Drew McKissick. Drew, welcome. Happy Independence Day to you. How you doing today?
Oh, doing fine. How about you?
Yeah, not too shabby. Fireworks illegal in your neck of the woods, Drew?
Not where I am. I don't believe so. But, now, if Democrats had their way, though, you know, we wouldn't be able to celebrate Independence Day. I mean, they're already, you know, trying to throw water on a celebration at Mount Rushmore, for goodness sake. You know?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, saying that the president wanting to have a big 4th of July celebration at Mount Rushmore could trigger forest fires.
The National Party put out a tweet claiming that it was some sort of white supremacy celebration. Of course, then they deleted the tweet when somebody who had a little common sense at the DNC thought, well, that might cause us a problem, and they deleted it. But, yes, it was out there.
Yeah, it's funny how many of their tweets. You know, my old rule of thumb, Drew, is count to 10 before you hit send. Because otherwise you can find yourself in a world of hurt. So I see today that our pal the creepy hair sniffer Uncle Joe doing a news conference yesterday where they gave him, by the way, a list of selected reporters that were guaranteed to lob softballs to him, questions that they felt like he was capable of answering.
He only had 89 days to prepare there in his basement, you know, so you got to cut the guy a little slack. I mean, he had to check his notes to answer a question about whether or not the Washington and Jefferson memorials ought to be protected. You
know? Oh, God. I'm telling you, it's incredible. And yet, now I saw on Fox News earlier, Biden saying that he can't wait to compare his cognitive abilities to those of Donald Trump. This from the guy who, correct me if I'm wrong, earlier this week said 120 million Americans had died from COVID-19. So how are those cognitive abilities there, Joe?
Well, you know, don't forget, that's the same guy who, when they had the debate in Charleston, said 150 million Americans have been killed by gun violence. You know, so, yeah, the guy's got a problem with numbers, you know, and of course most Democrats usually do, but they're usually limited to problems with math and taxes and things, not, you know, how many people have been killed in America. But hey, I'm all about, you know, comparing his cognitive abilities in a nationally televised debate with President Trump. Absolutely any day, every day, twice on Sunday. Again, if he can't do any better than this off the cuff with 89 days in his basement to prepare, then bring on the debates, man.
and it's interesting that that Biden keeps contending that he's looking forward to the debates. I can't wait to debate Donald Trump. Yep. Now, they've already downsized their convention. And now, there was a story yesterday on the web at National Insiders. DNC whistleblower reveals secret plan to stop presidential debates. Now, this is kind of interesting. They say that that Trump won't debate seriously. This one doesn't give the Democrats lots of cover because it's blatantly false. But second on the list, they say they will consider citing public health and COVID-19 issues That one might play a little better. Third, the most likely of the no debate scenarios, the poison pill. The Biden campaign actively toying with the idea of asking for all the debates to be staffed with liberal media moderators and give it a later starting time to keep the debate out of prime time. Now, the other option for that, of course, would just be to put them all on CNN where nobody is guaranteed to see them.
Well, I'm just curious about that that request to have all the moderators be a bunch of liberals. I'm just curious as to how that's usually different from what we normally see. But
yeah, you know, excellent question.
If I was them, I'd want to keep the guy as much in the basement and off primetime television as I could. But not only, again, obviously him having his own problems and, you know, being on a stage with the president who's, you know, much sharper on his feet than Joe.
Right.
But again, you got what the president has to point to now, which we've seen again in today's numbers for the June jobs report. We saw last month in May. An economy that is very resilient, that has now brought back in the last 2 months over 7.5 million jobs. This past the June report that came out today, I believe it was,
right,
is now the largest monthly increase in American history in jobs. And look, all of this points to an economy that's strong, that's resilient, and that is looking like it's turning out to be the, the V-shaped recovery that the president talked about and that everybody in the media, you know, laughed and maligned and said, oh, that's not going to happen. And, you know, last month's jobs report, they were expecting it to lose another 8 million. It gained 2.5.
Right.
This month, they were expecting it to be flat or worse, and we've gained over 4 million. He's got a winning record to point to when it comes to the economy. And he has a record to point to in terms of jobs, regulations that have been cut, judges, obviously, for conservatives. And look,
yeah, that's huge.
And as we've seen, you know, here again in the last couple of days, this week, the importance of judges. We saw we had several mixed decisions here recently, but we saw the decision relative to school choice and when it comes to, religious schools being able to participate in taxpayer-funded programs, that was huge.
That is big.
You got other decisions in the pipeline. And look, it obviously, again, over 200 federal district and appellate court judges, 2 Supreme Court justices. And as I like to say, you know, politicians come and go, but judges are for life.
Yeah, sadly, they are. And I'm sure we'll see the media leading all of their newscasts tonight on the Alphabet networks with these great unemployment rate drops to 11.1%. Job growth blowing past expectations with 4.8 million added. And by the way, also buried in this, Drew, is that May's figures have been revised upward by 130,000 for the addition of another nearly 3 million more jobs. So, you know, these are obviously messages that the lamestream media doesn't want to send.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll spend, all 30 minutes on the primetime newscast covering tonight. Don't you bet?
yeah, would not surprise me in the least.
Yeah, but, and now, of course, you know, Jamie Harrison's all over television with his ads now, and Joe Cunningham down the 1st Congressional District, which is our target this year, he's on the air with his first round of ads now. And what is the one thing that both of those ads have in common is neither one of them mentions the fact that these guys are Democrats. You notice that? I come back to my point that apparently they figured out that not telling people you're a Democrat is a resume enhancement in South Carolina. So
you
apparently,
bet.
You know, that they've seen the writing on the wall.
Well, look, some things are better left unsaid. You know, and admitting, you know, that you are a member of the party that is running a guy who has zero cognitive skills as your candidate for president of the United States, they obviously don't think that's going to be beneficial to their campaign.
No, and they are, as we have seen, more and more the party of chaos. I mean, the party of open borders, illegal immigration, big government socialism, skyrocketing tax rates, job-killing regulations, defunding the police.
Right.
Letting everybody
out of prison.
And on that point, by the way, where was the statement from Joe Cunningham or Jamie Harrison on the resolution that the Democrats killed in the House earlier this week, condemning efforts to defund the police.
Right.
No statement from Cunningham, no statement from Harrison. You know, that's the kind of thing that is going to go to the issue of security this fall. And, you know, people take personal security and security for their property very seriously. And the more they see Democrats undertaking these efforts, I mean, just look what you saw in New York this week. They cut $1 billion out of the police budget in New York. And this same week, you had a poll of people in New York asking their opinions on this. A majority of voters in New York oppose efforts to defund the police. And
sure, they do.
And that's New York. That's much less real America, you know, where normal people are.
Right.
Here in South Carolina or battleground states and so forth. So, you know, they've got their hands full and they're having to sell something that, you know, is I don't think is going to sell very well here in South Carolina.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to sell very well across much of the rest of the nation. I mean, we see all these polls, but we know that most of this polling data is 1,000 people or less, and they always overbalance them with Democrats. So we can pay as much attention to this polling data as we did to the polling data that said that Hillary was going to win running away with it.
Well, you know, it was a year ago that Hillary was leading by 12 points in the national polls. If you go back in time and look, a year ago, four years ago this week, and last week, national polls had her up 11 to 12 points. And, of course, we know how that ended. So, you know, people don't win by polling well in June or July. They win by polling well on Election Day and who actually turns out. So, and again, like you said, a lot of these, you have to look in the fine print. You have to look at the sample. You have to look at whether it was Americans or registered voters or likely voters, et cetera.
Right.
All those things matter, you know. But what truly matters on the front end is what you're selling. Are people going to buy what you're selling? Are they going to buy our message? And I believe we've got a winning message.
Yeah, I think so, too. Drew McKissick, who is the chairman of the South Carolina GOP. Drew, thanks for your time, as always. You got plans for the 4th? What are you doing?
Gonna do some resting and relaxing.
Why not? It doesn't sound all bad to me, I'll tell you. Well, I appreciate your time as always, Drew, and we'll talk to you again next week. Take care.
Take care now.
You bet. Happy 4th. 18 minutes after 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more here on Thursday. We're treating it like a Friday free-for-all with Independence Day right around the corner.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 24 after 4 now here on the Bobby Mack Show. As we go back to the phones, let's begin in Simpsonville and welcome in Trey to the program. Hi, Trey. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing, bud?
So far, so good.
Aren't we all? I had an idea about Tanner's Big Orange. If next week, let's say we blow his business up with customers and if we each order, say, a $6, $7 combo meal, throw a 20 on the table, tell them to keep the change as a way of support.
Right.
Not going to bankrupt anybody. We'll show him we support him. And that's the only way we kind of stand up. Because, you know, nobody's standing up yet and saying enough is enough.
Correct.
And that's my idea. I did it about 2 weeks ago. They have an armed guard there now, so nobody's going to mess with them.
Right.
Like I say, drive through, whatever. Let's show him we appreciate his business. And by the way, as a last note, if anybody sees a police officer, we're going to treat them like the military. Thank them for their service because they don't get paid a lot of money. And it amazes me. I've seen several police officers in Orange County, Greenwood, Greenville. I walk up to them and say, man, I appreciate the heck out of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be there when I call 911. And it's like the whole weight of the world went off their shoulders for 10 seconds.
You bet. Just
by saying I appreciate.
Yeah, just that little act of appreciation and kindness, I think, goes a long way. You mean, Trey, by what you're saying, you would not be happy if somebody is breaking into your home and you call 911 and they send a social worker over to help you?
Well, if they're going to send a social worker, they're going to need to bring some bandages because I am fully armed and my boys know how to use them. And we regularly go to the ranges and they're comfortable with them. So the social worker is not going to help.
No. And it's ludicrous on its face, the suggestions that you're making. I think that's a great idea, Trey. And I plan on doing that myself next week and supporting these folks, because you're right. We have to do something to stand up. You know, it's funny, these leftists under Hillary, anyway, they call themselves the resistance. Well, now we are the ones who are resisting the leftists, the neo-Marxists and commies who are out there who want to do away with everything that celebrates the glory of America. On Independence Day? Give me a break.
Yeah, why not? Why not attack that, everything else? But when I went 2 weeks ago, I threw a $100 bill. Yeah, I just felt led to do it. I threw a $100 bill on the table. I ordered a hamburger and a tea.
Right.
And I told the lady, I said, keep the change. And it made her day because I'm sure they split tips. And I'm like, you know, let's show these guys we appreciate them.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the only way we can do that is throw a $20 bill, order a $8 or $10 combo, leave the change, and let's show this guy we appreciate him. He ain't going to get rich off of it. You're not going to go broke by leaving $10.
And in the conversation that I had with him in the week following this incident, he mentioned, he said, look, you know, I'm in a position where I could retire if I want to, but, you know, as long as you enjoy working, why shouldn't you? But his concern is the people that have been with him for decades. There's no consideration, no consideration whatsoever for them by all these protesters. They don't care if all these people are out of work.
Bobby. He's got a conscience. Yeah, he's probably well enough to retire, but he's thinking about everybody else.
You bet.
He's not a selfish guy. You know, I'm a business owner, and when I get to that point, I'm still going to work if I want to.
Sure.
But if I got employees that's been with me for 20 or 30 years, I'm going to try to keep it running for them or let somebody step in that I trust. I mean, that's because he has a conscience and he has a good heart.
Yeah, it is. But these people on the other side, you know, there is no forgiveness. You know, once you have committed the ultimate sin of saying something racist or xenophobic or whatever it is they want to label it, That's it. They're just going to continue to target you and come after you. And you're right. That places an obligation on us on the other side to support Tanner's Big Orange and the people who work there. I appreciate the call, Trey. Thanks very much for joining us today. Good to have you here. Hope you have a happy Independence Day and a safe one. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. It's a Thursday, but we're treating it like the Friday free-for-all here on the Bobby Mack Show on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Great to have you along as we get ready this weekend to celebrate the 244th birthday of the United States of America. And that serves as a reminder to make sure you show up on November 3rd to ensure that we have a 245th. Because with morons like Joe Biden, what a campaign promise. Yeah, elect me president and I'll raise your taxes. Great. Who thought that went up? But if Biden wins, you know, and the deep staters get full control, we may see, you know, what? They're going to do away with the Jefferson Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, Stone Mountain in Georgia. The list goes on and on. All the symbols, of course, of white supremacy. To the phones we go. Pat joins me this afternoon from Union. Hello, Pat. How are you today?
I'm good, Bobby. Oh, and my protest, I turned my American flag upside down.
Yeah.
I am so disgusted.
I know. It's really frustrating. You know, you look at people like Lindsay, who can subpoena all the traitors of the coup attempt against President Trump, Comey, Brennan, Clapper. The list goes on, and still hadn't done a damn thing.
Yeah, but it's going to stay upside down until after the election.
Yeah, and hopefully then...
My son called me up. He said, there was a program on TV last night. It's called The Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the name before, but it didn't come up of anything.
You searched for it on the web, and you didn't find anything?
No,
is that what you mean?
My son called me up and said it was a program on TV called The Illuminati.
Right.
Then he started telling me all this stuff. And I'm sitting there, well, he said, Clinton was one, Obama's one, Chuck Schumer, Cuomo, Nancy Pelosi, they're all part of this Illuminati. The underlings, the soldiers of the Illuminati group. And I says, well, I says, they have been pushing for a long time a one world order. And I says, maybe that's who they're blaming it on. I don't know. Have you ever heard of them?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, the Illuminati has been talked about for a long time. It's Latin, references several groups that are rumored to be various organizations that are, they claim to be connected to the original Bavarian Illuminati or similar secret societies, and have as their goal, you know, implementing the New World Order and some of the things that the neo-Marxist and Antifa and BLM are pushing.
Now, is that any part of the... I read a book several years back where they tried to say that the Sinclair family were direct bloodline to Christ.
They tried to say the witch family?
Sinclair.
Huh.
They made a second one. Then they did a movie on it. It was Angels and Devils or something.
Angels and Demons.
The author was Brown.
Yeah. Well, you know, the discussion of Illuminati has been around for a long time. Whether they actually exist or not remains to be seen. But one thing is for sure, these Marxists on the left certainly have total control and tyranny as their ultimate goal. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate the call. Hope you have a good 4th of July.
Thank you, Bobby. Bye.
You bet. Now, I mentioned this earlier in the program, and we got superseded by events. This is from Zero Hedge. Pretty much an encapsulation of modern millennial life. A now famous young woman, she's gone viral, her name is Clara Janover, wanted to share the depth of her wokeness with her social media tribe. So Ms. Janover used TikTok, that's the Chinese-originated website, to record a video rant where she promised to go on a stabbing spree to kill all those who say all lives matter. Sounds a little extreme. According to her plan, Clara Janover, who where else is a graduate of Harvard University, felt her social community would enjoy her stabbing spree idea, and the subsequent applause would help, I don't know, fill the void she carries in her life. Unfortunately for her, after outlining the approach she would take in order to support the BLM community, her employer didn't think it was a good idea to keep on the payroll a young woman who just promised to go on a stabbing spree. So they fired her. Can you imagine such a thing? Yeah. So rather than reevaluate the instability of her stabby killing pledge, Ms. Janover goes back on TikTok to cry to her tribe about her fate, being fired for supporting BLM because conservatives or something are after her. Actually, of course, she was not fired for supporting BLM. She was fired by saying she was going to go out and stab people. Dateline New York. Standing up for Black Lives Matter put me in a place online to be seen by millions of people, a teary-eyed Clara Janover said in a new video posted yesterday afternoon. The job that I'd worked really hard to get and meant a lot to me has called me and fired me because of everything. Everything? Janover's LinkedIn account lists her as an incoming government and public business service analyst at Deloitte. Deloitte is a UK-based accounting firm. During the video, Janover gestured to what appears to be a page from the company's website and noted that she was axed, quote, even though they claim to stand against systemic bias, racism, and unequal treatment. Yeah. But they also probably have a corporate policy against employees going on social media and talking about going on a stabbing spree, Ms. Janover. She graduated from Harvard in May with a degree in government and psychology. went viral after posting the video to the platform, railing against people with, quote, the nerve, the sheer entitled caucasity, is that such a word, being Caucasian, to say all lives matter. So, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a generation of people grown up on social media have absolutely no sense of self-awareness, and their unquenchable thirst for tribal acceptance is the dominant goal in their life. And by the way, yeah, this falls into the category of it's all Trump's fault. Trump supporters are the ones that she was suggesting should be stabbed. This weird psychological disorder seems to create a disconnect between their interactions online in cyber reality and the necessary norms and stability within real life interactions, relationships, and employment. Toxic instability jumps into actual behavior as the difference between their devices and real world encounters is blurred. So now she's tearfully crying she lost her job. Wow. Get in touch with the real world. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more. The Thursday equivalent of the 5 o'clock follies here on the Bobby Mack.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Happy Independence Day in advance. Let's go back to the phones here at 10 before 5 on the Bobby Mack Show. Let's go to Pelzer next and bring in Joyce. Hi, Joyce, and welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi there.
I wanted to give you an amusing story that I thought about wearing COVID masks.
Sounds good.
My husband and I have an ongoing debate. He wears a mask. I do not. Because I continue to say they're contaminated, you know. Anything on the inside or outside, you're spewing out to everyone in the public. Well, we had been out today running errands, and we got back in the car, and I accidentally picked up his cup of tea. And when I did, I took a drink of it using his straw, and he's like, oh, I hope you're not sick. So I just kindly took the straw out, flipped it around, and I said, here, that's how your COVID mask is working.
Yeah. Yeah, it's as effective, I like to say, Joyce, it's as effective as putting up a chain link fence to keep out mosquitoes.
Exactly. maybe he'll quit leaning on me to wear a mask because I don't intend to.
Well, yeah, they want to see how much control they can exert over us. And look, I don't have a problem if you want to wear a mask. If you feel more comfortable wearing a mask, God love you. Go right ahead. But having these tyrannical mandates as if they do any good, and we can debate about whether they do any good, but the numbers that I've seen show that they have little effectiveness. If they did have effectiveness, then why do so many of them say on the side of the box, does not protect against COVID-19? Huh?
Right.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. Just wanted to share. I think I might have gotten my head. Has been quiet for a little while.
Good luck with that, Joyce.
Thanks.
You bet. I hope you have a great 4th of July. Let's go to Greenville next and bring in Mark here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Mark, and welcome to the program.
Oh, Bobby. Love you, man.
Thank you
for years and years. I've been here at Greenville since 1965.
Wow.
And I just want to say how much I appreciate our police force. I just want to – I had a very – a disappointing thing happened in my family where a member of my family didn't have sufficient existential IQ to keep from marching in the BLM march.
Oh, boy.
That they had downtown, yet that individual came back safe, for which I give our glorious police force high, high marks for their keeping a lid on that idiotic gathering. Now, I agree.
I think they maintained an excellent level of self-control, especially given the environment we're in. Yeah, me too.
Yes, and you know, I want to go beyond with that wonderful caller who was talking about Tanner's Orange and his leaving a tip. Why in the world can't we leave a tip to our police force? Now, I tried that. Personally, you can't do that. You can't give a money hand-to-hand to a police officer for obvious reasons.
Considered bribery or whatever. Right.
Exactly. But Bobby, we have got to implore our county council members to vote in a pay increase for our force. I want Greenville to be counterculture. I want us an in-your-face pay increase for our dear police force. Our money should be where our mouth is.
Yeah, government has in. I'm a small government guy, as you probably know from having listened to the program for a long time. But the government does have certain basic responsibilities, and one of those, constitutionally and with a Bill of Rights, is the obligation to protect its citizens. And
Happens to be the most important, most important.
I would agree, and so fortunately, the Greenville County Sheriff's Office, County Council, did recently give them a raise. But I would agree. I mean, look, you know as well as I do, Mark, there are not many jobs where when you leave home, you are running the risk of never coming home again, right? Not many jobs like that. There is risk every time they go out to do their shift.
Yes. Especially in this day and age.
Well, precisely.
And I just hats off to them for their protecting our monuments. They're preserving our safety. I just love our police force. And I love our duly elected and beloved President Donald John Trump. And may all of us, with godly gratitude, reelect him in the fall.
Amen to that. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the call. Well
said. Thank
you. You bet. Hope you have a safe 4th of July. 4:05. Speaking of that woman that got fired, we were talking about the growing fear of professors and students over how free speech is non-existent on campuses and has been for years. But recently, the concerns have been really magnified with the investigation or termination of professors for expressing opposing views about police abuse, BLM, aspects of the protests. There's a sense of a new orthodoxy that really doesn't allow for dissenting voices as all these campaigns are launched to fire faculty members who are denounced as insensitive or, God help them, racist for any criticism that they may post. Well, now we have another recent example, the most recent controversy, the recently installed University of Massachusetts Lowell Dean of Nursing, Leslie Neal Boylan. Dr. Boylan had only been in her position for a few months when she was fired. The reason she was fired? Yeah, you can probably guess this already. The reason, according to many reports, is that she sent an email on the 2nd of June to the Solomon School of Nursing on the recent anti-racism demonstrations across the country. And in her message, she included the words, "Everyone's life matters." Mm-hmm. And that is a philosophy that obviously BLM and these other neo-Marxists and neo-commies do not accept. It's only black lives that matter. All lives don't matter, according to them, just BLM. And so now, she's out. She's fired. So much for the First Amendment. Well, on the other side, since it's Thursday and we're treating it like Friday, we'll go ahead and kick off the weekend on the other side, since tomorrow's a federal holiday. 5 o'clock Follies on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.